This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's January 8th, and on this day in 2000, one of the all-time great finishes to an NFL football game took place. The Music City Miracle. It's a great ending to watch again and again, unless you are a Buffalo Bills fan, in which case you probably labeled the ending to this one the Immaculate Deception, or the Forward Lateral. It was the AFC wildcard game, and the Tennessee Titans entered the game after finishing the regular season with a 13-3 record and were in the playoffs for the first time since 1994. Buffalo was 11-5 with a roster full of playoff-hardened veterans. The Titans took control early and went to the locker room at the half up 12-0. But the Bills got their offense back on track in the second half, and when the Bills' Steve Christie kicked a go-ahead 41-yard field goal with 21 seconds remaining in the game, Buffalo had a 16-15 lead, and it looked like a certainty that the Bills would end the Titans' postseason hopes. Unless something miraculous could happen. On the call that day for the Tennessee Titans radio network were Mike Keith and Pat Ryan.
Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got
40,
it.
He's got it. 20.
It was a play they had worked on in practice that they called home run throwback. Of course, the controversy surrounded the throwback, or the supposed lateral from Wycheck to Dyson. After reviewing the play, referee Phil Luckett came back with his decision.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands, it was a lateral.
The Tennessee Titans won the game and went on to play in Super Bowl 34 that season, coming up just short, and I mean that quite literally, against the St. Louis Rams. Buffalo, on the other hand, would wait 20 years before they made the playoffs again. Sadly, the man who threw the lateral in the game, Frank Wycheck, passed away in his home following a fall on December 9th last year. Also on this day, in 1955, Kentucky's 129-game home winning streak was snapped by Georgia Tech. That record still stands today and really has not ever been approached. And in 1977, American tennis player Roscoe Tanner won his first and only Grand Slam event of his career by defeating Argentina's Guillermo Vilas in straight sets in the finals of the Australian Open. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to this edition. If you have a moment, rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Check out the show notes for other ways to help out if you would like. Have a great day, and I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast.
No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History
is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast.
When Football Was Football
is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast.
Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring
for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.